Hello everyone, my name is Anton Boyko, I'm Microsoft Azure MVP, and today I want to talk to you about Azure Management Portal. Azure Management Portal is an HTML5 application. You can access to it using this URL, portal.azure.com, and today I want to show you how to manage your storage account, how to manage your virtual machines, how to manage your virtual network, how to manage your monitoring and notification rules in Azure Portal, and also how to manage access rights and privileges to your Azure subscription. And now let's go to the demonstration. So here I have my virtual machine, and to access Azure Management Portal, I just need to open my favorite browser, and in address stream I just type portal.azure.com and hit enter. Now I need to pass authentication, use my Live ID credentials. I will type my password here. No, I didn't want to remember it for this site. And now, as you can see, I am on the Azure Management Portal. The first thing I want to show is this Portal Settings button, because if you click here, you will be able to change your portal language. For example, English, Deutsch, Espanol, and so on. And also you can change the portal theme. For example, I prefer this one. And now we will be work in this nice and fancy dark theme. So the main feature, the main key feature of this portal is an ability to configure really everything just using a single wizard. So as we discussed, we want to create, for example, a virtual machine inside virtual network, and also we want to create a new storage account and put all our drives for all virtual machines on that storage account. And all this stuff we can create just from a single wizard. And for now, I will show you how we can do this. So we will go here, click on New button, Everything, and now we select virtual machines. Here, as we can see, we have a lot of different virtual machines, but we need to scroll down a little bit, and here we have Linux based virtual machines. Let's choose my favorite, Ubuntu server, and from Ubuntu server we need to choose what version exactly we want to use. I prefer this one. Here we can see a short description of this service, also some useful links. Okay, create. And here we can see a start wizard of our virtual machine creation process. So what we need to choose? The first one, host name. So let's, for example, Boyko Azure Demo. So this will be our cloud service name. As you can see, this cloud service name is available. Okay, cool. Here we need to enter a username. Let's choose this one. And also we can choose, we want to authenticate user password on this Linux VM or using SSH public key. For now, I will use password, and I will enter my very strong demo password here. Okay, let's go next. We need to choose the pricing tier. Here we have some basic pricing tier, but if we will scroll down a little bit, we can see this button, browse all.
And here we have all available pricing tiers, also with some short description. For example, A0 standard, it's 1/4 of a single core and also almost 1 GB of RAM. Also, we can use a single data disk here. Here we can see a maximum IOPS for this data disk, and also for this pricing tier we can use load balancing and auto scale feature. And also below we can see some kind of rough estimation how much it will cost for a month if we will run our virtual machine for the whole month without any termination, any stop, and so on and so on. Also, as you can see here, we also have pricing tiers like D4. It's a new pricing tier. This pricing tier has a little bit more feature. For example, this pricing tier includes some local SSD drive for caching, and also this pricing tier includes a much more faster CPU. So approximately, if you will take one CPU of D tier, it will be equal to something like two CPU of A pricing tier. And also, as you can see, we see this list of features, and also we have a pricing tier called, for example, A1 Basic. Its pricing plan includes, for example, single core, almost 2 GB of RAM, two data disks, but IOPS is very low, and also we can't use load balancing and also auto-scaling feature for this pricing tier, but it will cost us a really cheaper than the L1 standard. Okay, but let's choose this one. It's default pricing tier. Select. Select. Okay, so pricing tier is selected. Next, we will go to optional configuration. Here we can configure a lot of other cool stuff. For example, we can configure availability set. For now, as you can see, we have no availability sets, but if we will have some, we will be able to choose from them, and this virtual machine will be included in this availability set by default after its creation. Okay, here we can also configure a network. As you can see, we can choose our virtual network name. We can choose from existing virtual networks, but let's create a new one. It will be called Boico Azure Demo VNet. And here we can see an address space for the whole network. Let's choose this one. It's also kind of my favorite. So here is an address space for the whole network, and also we can specify primary and secondary DNS for this network, but I am okay only with these two parameters. Okay. Also, we need to configure the first subnet, but the first subnet will be created automatically, and as you can see, this subnet will be created for the whole range of the whole virtual network. Domain name is also configured above, but here we can use, for example, an existing cloud service, and in this case our virtual machine will be connected to this previously created cloud service. But I am okay with creating a new one. And also here we can configure an IP address inside this virtual network. For example, for now we use dynamic IP address, but we can switch to reserved and configure an IP address for this machine. It will be reserved public IP address. Let's create a new one, Azure Demo Public IP. Okay. In this case, Azure will provide us with public IP address, and this public IP address will be reserved only for this virtual machine. And also here we can select a static IP address for this virtual machine inside our virtual network. Let's choose something like this. So by default, DHCP server will provide our new virtual machines with IP address from the start of our address space, but in case we need some specific static IP address reserved for this virtual machine for internal purposes, we can easily configure it here. Okay. Okay, and let's go back and configure our storage account. So also, as you can see, we can choose from previously created storage accounts, but let's create a new one. We need to provide some kind of, we need to provide some new domain name for the storage account, Eboico Azure Demo Storage. Let's choose this one. And also we need to choose a pricing tier for this storage. Let's scroll a little bit down and click on browse all pricing tiers. So the three basic pricing tiers includes locally redundant. In this case, you will have three local replicas of your data and you will be able to use this feature. In case of geo-redundant account, you will have three local replicas and also three geo-distributed replicas. In case of read access geo-redundant storage account, you will also have three local replicas, three geo-distributed replicas, and also you will have an ability to read from secondary data center, but you will obtain like read and write capabilities for main data center and also read only access to secondary data center. By default, I recommend to choose geo-redundant storage. So let's choose this one and click on select. Okay. And okay. So our optional configuration are done. Next, resource group. Here we can choose already created resource group or create a new one. The main idea of resource grouping is just to provide your resources with some kind of tags, because this resource group do not affect anything. So basically it's just some kind of logical group of your resources. And let's create a new Azure resource group demo, something like this. Oh, I think this name is too long. Oh, no, it's not too long, it just can't include spaces. So Azure resource group demo, okay. And for example, if I have several services which will serve for single application purpose, I can group the services using this resource group, and it will be just easier for me to understand for which purpose I create this or that service. The next one is subscription. We need to choose which subscription we want to use. For now, I have only one subscription here, but if you are able to connect to several subscriptions, you will see all those subscriptions also here. Okay. And also, you need to choose in which location you want to create your resources. Let's choose Central US, for example. And after I'll hit create button, I will start this provision process and it will create storage account, virtual network, virtual machine, configure this virtual machine to use this virtual network, and so on and so on and so on. Also, I have this checkbox here, add to start board. I will leave it here because in this case, I will be able to see my virtual machine on a start dashboard when I log in through Azure portal. So let's click create. This will start our provisioning process. As you can see, I have this fancy tile here now, and also I have these notifications here. It can take something like 5 or 7 minutes or a little bit more, but the main idea is that we configured almost everything in just a single wizard. So, and this is the key feature of Azure Management Portal, because you can configure almost everything just using the single wizard and just click for create button for once, for only one time, and it will create a lot of services for you. So for now, let's wait until these services will create it. So as you can see, our virtual machine is created now, but to be honest, not really created, because for now Azure only allocates all necessary resources, and now we also need to wait a little bit before our machine will boot and will be up and running and we will be able to use it. But for now, let's expand this window, and for now let's see what we have here. So here we have some metrics like CPU percentage today, disk read and write today, network in and out. Also we can see our pricing tier and some feature which were included in our pricing tier, and a lot of other necessary information. For example, we can see that we can use only one disk, and this disk has like 30 gigabytes. It's a system disk, so we do not have any data disks attached to this machine yet. As we can see, we have this virtual reserved IP address, and we have this private static IP address, which we selected on the provisioning step. Also, from the endpoint preprocess, we see that we have SSH enabled on port number 22. And we have a lot of other stuff, but for now, let's go to settings tab. And I just want to show that inside settings, we have some settings that we are able to modify, and also we are able to read these settings and understand easily what we need to do with our virtual machine and what our virtual machines are stands for. So basically, let's go to properties. Here we have domain name. We can use this domain name or this IP address to access our virtual machine. We can use this pass to access our virtual machine using SSH. We can see that our location is Central US, our subscription name is Streaming, subscription ID is some fancy GUID. If we click to scale, we can see that for now scaling is available only on an old portal, but it will be available here also soon. We can configure our availability sets on this tab. Also, we can work with IP addresses here. We can modify the same settings that we were able to provide on a configuration step during our virtual machine creation wizard. Here we can also see a list of endpoints. This is, by the way, standalone endpoints, and if there will be some load balanced endpoints, they will be also here. And for now, let's go to alert rules, and here I want to show how we can create new alert rules. So let's hit add alert and let's wait a little bit while it's loading. So we will create this alert for resource called Iboico Azure Demo Virtual Machine. Here we need to provide name for our alert rule, for example CPU alert or alert CPU this way. Also, we can provide some description. Now we need to choose a metric. As you can see, we can choose from disk read, disk write, network in, network out, and CPU percentage. Let's choose CPU percentage. For now, it's not enough data to build a chart, but let's skip it for a while. Let's choose condition if our CPU percentage is greater than, for example, 50%. Sorry, my bad. If our CPU percentage is greater than 50% over the last 5 minutes, we can choose 10, 15, and so on, but let's choose 5. And what we can do? We can send an email to all administrators which are available to access this subscription, and also we can send an email to some email address. For example, we can create on our own mail server a distribution list. For example, I don't know, support@minddomain.com, and in case this alert will hit, we will obtain a new email which will be set something like, this alert for this subscription for this particular resources are hit, and go to Azure portal and see why it's happened. And we will obtain this email on support@minddomain.com address, and in this case it will be really useful for all our system administrators and maybe some DevOps guys to obtain it and understand that something goes really bad, for example, in Azure. For example, our virtual machine start using CPU very hard and we are not ready for it. Okay, let's close it for a while. And another scene I want to show you, it's this roles tab. Because previously you were able to access Azure subscription only as co-administrator. Now you can create a little bit more granular access rules. For example, you can have these roles called owners. Owners get full access on a particular resource item, and also owners can manage access rules for this item. You can add people to contributor, and contributor are able to access and modify all properties for this resource, and also they are not able to modify access rules. Also, you can add users to reader group, and in this case they will be able only to log into portal and see all these charts, all these properties, all these settings, but they will be unable to modify anything. So for example, you can go to contributor and you can add a new live ID, for example, boikoand.live.com. You can add this live ID to your contributor list, and in this case a person with this live ID will be able to access this resource in your subscription, so you don't need to give a full co-administrator access right to your subscription. And this person in this current scenario will be able to only modify settings. Let's close it. And also, you can work with extensions also here on a portal. You can add new extension if you want. As you can see, you can add custom script extension, Docker extension, Chief extension. Microsoft has a lot more extensions than only these three, but you can work with those extensions, for example, from console, but We just need to wait a little bit before they will create some kind of fancy UI and publish those extensions here to Azure Management Portal. Let's close also this. And also, I want to show that if you click on the price entire, you will be able to modify your price entire and also modify a number of resources which were allocated for your virtual machine just on the fly. But it's not really on the fly because your virtual machine will be rebooted if you change this price entire. But either way, it will take just like 1 or 2 minutes. And yes, your virtual machine will be rebooted, but you will obtain more or less resources. And as you may know, all resources, all pricing plans are per minute pricing plans. So basically, if you need to change this pricing plan only for, I don't know, something like 42 minutes, you will be billed only for those 42 minutes of a new pricing tier. And if after this time you will switch back to an old pricing tier, then after this time you will be billed for an old pricing tier which you are switched. And as we can see, it seems like our virtual machine are up and running. So let's try to log into this virtual machine using SSH, but I will just go to properties because I just want to copy this domain name again. Oh, okay, I will copy it here and I will open PuTTY, put it here, open, accept. I will type my username and I will type my very strong password. Okay, cool. So as you can see, we are logged into this virtual machine. Its virtual machine are up and running and now we can use it just as a regular virtual machine. So as you can see, everything is worked as expected, and previously it was really not so hard to create virtual machine, a virtual network, storage account, place a data disk on a storage account. So it's really so easy. And at the end, I just want to show these three buttons. You can restart your virtual machine from the portal, you can shut down your virtual machine from the portal, and by the way, if you do not want your virtual machine to be built after shutdown, you need to shut down it not from the guest operational system, but you need to shut down it directly from a portal. And also, you have this delete button. And if you will hit delete button, it will also ask you, should Azure Management Portal delete other resources which are linked to this virtual machine, like disks. As you can see, we have single disks attached to this virtual machine and also domain name. So, for example, you can delete your virtual machine, but you can say that I want to save all my disks because in the future, sometimes maybe I will want to create this virtual machine from these disks again. And it's okay, it's a normal scenario. If you will delete your virtual machine, you will be built only for amount of storage which are used to store your disks. And okay, let's close it. I do not want to delete my virtual machine. And as you can see, these charts are updated dynamically. You can go to these charts and you can see, for example, that average CPU usage is almost half of percent, maximum usage is a little bit about 10%, and you can see if we create some alerts, you can see this, you can see those alerts here in these lists. And it's really cool portal because it's totally dynamic and you can see the current information, the current state of your resources just here, just use this single nice and fancy dashboard. So that was all I want to show you about Azure Management Portal, and thank you for your attention.